Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome again here on Circles of Change. You know, it's a real pleasure when I have a guest who's got a lot more of the background than anyone could purely imagine. And that would be Laura Shaw from the Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Trio Organization. Good morning, Laura. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Terrific. Let me set the stage. Laura has been with Trio since it was first inspired and formed in 2005, backed by nearly 20 years of marketing experience for media and private sector organizations and economic development. Laura serves today as the Senior VP of Marketing and Communication. She's involved in branding, development, implementation of business attraction marketing strategies, development of multimedia publications and web efforts, which of course is so quintessential in this day and age, media relations, aka, yes, I'll come on Zara's radio show, and then our topic today, the economic blueprint, which is actually a refresh from what was done in years before. In our community, Laura serves as a member of Congressman Ron Barber's Women's Advisory Council, on the executive committee member of the Bioscience Leadership Council of Southern Arizona, and also the board member of Imago Day Middle School, who we had the pleasure of having the founders on our show as well. Okay. Laura holds a bachelor's degree from Vanderbilt University, and also a native of Dallas, and spent time in New York and other places, east, west, north, and south. So again, welcome to the show.
Great, thank you. Great to be here.
So right before we came on the air, Laura asked me, now you had Larry Hecker on the show, which I did, who was involved in the original blueprint and town hall and things, but put in perspective what was going on back there in 05 to 07-ish, and then that journey where we are today.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, in 05 is really the year that Trio was founded, and during the time that Trio was getting up and going, and we hired our new president, Joe Snell, from Denver, there were multiple efforts going on in the community around long-term planning. And it wasn't just economic development planning, but there were many groups who were leading efforts to bring the community together to make it a better community and to advance the economic base. So we were talking earlier about the RTA was one of those efforts, very successful, but very much of a long-term. A lot of work went into that, a lot of presentations and community groups. What I know in Tucson, living here 15 years, is that you really have to bring everybody on board when you develop these long-term plans. No matter what sector you're in, everybody wants to have a voice and everybody wants to know what's going on. So the RTA was a good example. The arts community at the time came up with their long-term plan, the Desert Conservation Plan, the Sonoran Desert Conservation Plan from Pima County. Also was advancing the regional town hall led by SALC. And then Trio embarked on its own long-term economic development plan called the Economic Blueprint. And the reason we did this was very clear. When Joe came on in 05, I also came on right after him, there really wasn't a long-term economic development plan. There were many groups in the community, many different industries that folks were advocating for. And when Joe came on board, he said, you know, let's stop the presses here and figure out, you know, where are our true assets? Where can we really win in a competitive national and international landscape? So we went through a very long process, about 9 months, hired an outside consultant who did a lot of data crunching for us, took a look at Tucson, where we stood in the national, international landscape of the communities we compete with, looked at our industries, ran them through a very detailed analysis developed by Michael Porter from Harvard, in which you look at the criteria of why you want to develop industries. Do you develop them just because you have nice sun in the air and a nice community and people want to live there, or do you really have the assets to develop those?
Or how can you attract the assets?
Exactly.
Not just develop them, but also retain them.
Yeah.
And not get distracted by what we call the bright, shiny objects.
Right.
That
the shiny baubles of
the ones that are the hot things to do today.
Right.
That you really can't get there today, but you have to have had multiple pieces in place before you get
there. Right, exactly. So the first blueprint in 07 really was about creating a framework and creating a direction that everybody could be on board with. So we did do a very comprehensive community process. At the time, TRIO's board was small, and we needed voices from every sector, so we created a steering committee made up of about 46 people from a wide variety of groups. And at the end of the process, we launched a blueprint that had four targeted industries that we do focus on still yet today. Mm-hmm. And I want to step back for a minute because I talked about multiple plans out there in the community. And oftentimes people say to me, oh, all these plans, they just sit on a shelf. Well, I can't speak for the other groups, but I could probably speak for the RTA. We see the effects of the RTA every day in driving our roads, in seeing what's going on the outskirts of town in terms of developing the roads, and for a group to be able to then go back, which they probably will in the future, ask for more funding. The other jurisdictions are doing mm-hmm. road maintenance now. So those kinds of efforts really have a ripple effect out in the community. And so I'm all for plans because at TRIO, our blueprint serves as a guide for us every day, and I'll give you some good examples of that. When TRIO was formed, a lot of our pipeline was filled with companies that really weren't primary industry companies. a lot of times people talk about call centers and we're a call center town. Call centers are actually very important to our economic base. They employ mm-hmm. thousands of people. And call centers are really probably a step ahead than what you think they are in their tradition of operating in a community. But we knew we needed to be more than that. And so the four industries we focus on, we actually shifted our pipeline and success rate from non-primary, sort of a variety of companies, to a very focused effort in which we have now today about 70% of our pipeline on an ongoing basis are in those four targeted industries. And those are aerospace and defense, transportation and logistics, solar, and then the bioscience healthcare.
Sure, exactly.
So we know that that blueprint has guided us, and it hasn't sat on a shelf.
And then also, when you say transportation and logistics, of course, it has to be part and parcel and consistent then with RTA and other
right.
things that are going on in the Port of Tucson,
right.
which wants to, you know, grab that business that otherwise might stop in Long Beach, bring it right to Tucson,
exactly.
and then spur it out on the rail system that we so
exactly.
richly already have here.
Exactly. And we work with the Port of Tucson very often in our RFI and RFP processes. You know, companies come to us or site selectors and ask us to oftentimes put together a very detailed package, almost every time, a very detailed package, you know, sometimes hundreds of pages of what they're looking for in criteria. And so we work with community partners mm-hmm. all the time. Economic development is a team sport. We can't do it all. We rely on these experts in their various fields to give us the information to help sell and market the community.
For those who familiar with economic development around the country, though, many times these organizations are very focused on attracting new businesses,
right.
which I think historically TRIO has put a lot of energy in it. But it's interesting to see how your strategy now is much more all-encompassing to also incorporate how do we grow that
right.
that which we already have and retain what we've already got.
Right.
Because we've seen a lot of coming and going here, which
yeah.
doesn't help you either.
No. And actually, most economic development groups across the country really only focus on attraction. And TRIO was really founded by a collapsing of various organizations mm-hmm. into one, in which the founding partner said, we need to focus on not just attraction, but retention, expansion, and creation. And so TRIO's always had many project successes in the expansion area. In fact, most of our projects, are about to finish our fiscal year on Monday, and about 60% of our projects over the course of the years have been expansion projects. They have not been attraction projects. So 60% expansion, 40% attraction. And we were talking about shiny baubles earlier. The attraction projects are shiny baubles. But really, the bread and butter of a community is the ability for companies to stay here, to grow, to expand. And that's where a lot of the economic expansion comes from.
Sure. So. Of course, we have listeners that are streaming the show or picking up on this podcast that aren't based here in
mm-hmm.
Tucson or even
right.
in Arizona or region. One thing to kind of keep in mind is that our when we say business here in Tucson, what is it, 85% of the members of the various chambers of commerce have less than 25 employees.
That's right.
So when we say business here, a significant amount really is small, if not micro business
right.
owners So right. It isn't the big corporate things or name brand things right. We might be aware of. So that right. Also puts a layer of complexity, I think, in terms of an organization like TRIO right. Vis-a-vis some that you might see based in, you know, King County, Portland, right. Etc.
Right.
In terms of your constituent base is so very diverse.
It is diverse, but going back to that first blueprint, the primary job focus, and that's a great segue into explaining what primary jobs are. Economic development truly at its core is about bringing in industries who will operate here, employ here, but bring in new money into the community right. Instead of circling money around the community. So if you think about it as a circle, TRIO operates in the center of that circle. It doesn't matter whether the business is large or small. And that was something we really grappled with in the first, I would say, 4 or 5 years of TRIO. Were folks who would come to us and say, you're not focusing on small business. Small business is the heartbone and the backbone, I'm sorry, of Tucson. And there's no doubt from a numbers perspective that's true. But from our perspective, we don't really look whether they're small or large. We look whether they fit into our targeted industries because that's what's going to expand the economic pie over the long term. So, for example, Accelerate Diagnostics is a company we worked with out of Denver a couple of years ago. When they moved here, they relocated from Denver. They had 13 people. I mean, they're a small business, right?
Sure, exactly.
But they're a primary job employer. They are about to launch a product in the diagnostics field that could have the potential to revolutionize that particular space. They're now up to, I believe, nearly 100 employees, very high wage. That's a great example of TRIO's efforts of really focusing on that slice of the economic pie that will then have a ripple effect. And the ripple effect turns into services and
retail.
And those
real estate, education right. influences. So
and those folks are serviced by chambers of commerce and by trade associations. So, you know, when somebody says TRIO's not focusing on small business, that's not really the right framework to think about it.
Well, like you say, because there's secondary and tertiary effects.
Right.
Well, so the original blueprint came out, and now I have in front
right.
of me
yep.
the We Win as One, which right. is the 2014 update. So give us the high points, because I think for me, quite uplifting was, of course, a reinforcement of what you've already shared with us, Laura, but then really four targeted areas to really energize around. First one being talent.
Right, right. Well, so I talked earlier about 2007. We launched the blueprint. It's been a great guide for us. There have been many successes from the blueprint. And then areas that we felt like really still needed to be addressed. Again, it's a long-term economic mm-hmm. development plan. That's what economic development is a lot of long-term strategies. We took a look, you know, we've been through a very deep recession here, still climbing out of it bit by bit. Things are improving slowly, but they are still improving slowly, similar to the national landscape and internationally. So about a year ago, our board said, you know, we really need to go back to the blueprint. It's our guide. It's worked very well for us, and take a look at what really needs focus now. So we felt like the successes from the first blueprint are really centered around urban renaissance downtown. Mm. You know, not that we have made that happen, but because we put a focus on it, and because young creative talent, the creative class we talk about quite often, young professionals want a good downtown. The urban renaissance has been a great pillar from the first blueprint that we felt like really was moving along and didn't need any more focus. The state level relationships we have with the Arizona Commerce Authority, with the governor, have really cemented and expanded during the years from the blueprint. We've got a very good Commerce Authority now, and they're very important to us from an incentive perspective as well as a lead perspective.
Mm-hmm,
they do generate leads for us, and we take care of those. We felt like the focus on young professionals really was highlighted in the first blueprint, and now we've got a Tucson Young Professionals group, and we've got some very active groups in that space, and it's critical for us moving forward from a talent perspective. But there are still some areas that we still needed focus. We still need focus on talent. Talent has really emerged in a post-recessionary environment as being the number one site selection criteria. And everything around that is number one, and everything else is falls very far to the bottom. So when I say talent, I mean when a company comes to us and we have a site visit, they want to know, do we have the workforce to fill The supply that they need, and do they have the skills that they need?
And do you have then the training mechanisms also to continue to grow their capability?
Right. So we sell the U of A all day long. We sell Pima Community College. We work with those partners very closely. But you know, it's more than just the skill sets. It's about, do we have a community where these young professionals want to live? Do we have a vibrant downtown? Do we have, educational systems for their kids? You know, we're talking about short-term, needs or short-term supply needs for companies, but then their employees also have kids that are going through our education system as well. So, you can see that everything is interrelated with each other, and that it's really critically important to have comprehensive plans like this. So talent is the first one. The second one is infrastructure. We've been a proponent of more infrastructure in the community with I-11 and with Pima County's plan down by the airport.
Particularly, yeah, that whole area wants to be a hub for additional business servicing aviation and aerospace.
Exactly. And that's not just for business attraction. I heard a story this week of a local firm I can't name, but they said, hey, if that's built, I'm moving there. So
Exactly.
Current company. And then the last one, or the last two, are business environment, where we all have to be on the same page, hence the theme of We Win as One, and then the final being Healthy Tucson.
Which, of course, we can't help but know we've got a real leg up with that with regard to, look at this past season, not having to live in the cold and the typhoons and everything else the rest of the country, but also that reflects on the healthy style of living, so health and wellness, as well as our health providers here.
Right. We actually have a healthcare committee made up of all the CEOs of the healthcare systems, and we met 4 or 5 times during the course of the year, and they all were on the same page. We ran they all co-funded, and we ran a healthcare ad campaign for the open enrollment for the marketplace and access. We're hearing really, really good things about from the hospital systems themselves about their uncompensated care lowering. So we're very excited about that. And for us, we need a healthy, productive workforce. That's
exactly.
Really
it all
ties.
Wraps around to the other one.
Wraps around to the talent piece.
Well, and myself having been at large companies, when you really looked at your data from what your expenses were on healthcare, interestingly enough, it's not your employees, it's your employees' dependents.
Right.
So this whole idea of this being a community-based plan that's going to impact not just those who are working, and many times, of course, in this day, it is both members of the family in terms of the spouse partners, but then how they can bring a healthy lifestyle from their jobs into their home to couple into that.
Right, exactly.
So it goes without saying that, Laura, you love your job and
I
you
do.
Love that work. Did you ever think that you'd be watching these kind of cycles play out, though, in terms of, even though you're saying long term, we know there's been a sea change of things that affected Tucson.
You know, I love my job because I think it helps advance people's lives. That's really what I love about it. And I love approaching a community from a business perspective because it's real and it's something that you can really touch and see jobs and companies and things like that. And the way I like to look at it is advance people's lives and really attack it from the other side of the coin of poverty, right? We want companies that will come in here that will provide higher wage jobs and help people advance to their highest calling and their highest level. And so that's what I really love about it.
And for you personally, to have started your career in advertising, media relations, and so on for product-based companies, to step it up into the community, the much broader field of view, it must be extremely gratifying.
Yeah, it is gratifying, and it's challenging. You know, communities are just like these organisms that grow and change, and various groups are really making an impact, and so it's a tough thing to grab your, you know, put your arms around, but it's extremely fulfilling.
Exactly, and a moving target, so there's never a day that doesn't have a challenge.
Right.
Laura Shaw, thank you for joining us. Our listeners, please, I commend you to go to the website, TREO, TREOAZ.org, to learn more about the recently released blueprint. Wish you well. Thanks for joining us. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.